I tweeted out yesterday when I found out Pete was going to stop in this morning. He's been on our show over 100 times probably, but he's only been on Fallon 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
A measly 5 times.
A measly 5 times. I didn't mean that way. I meant that I didn't want that to come off that way at all. I thought, yeah, Fallon's only had him 5 times.
Yeah.
We get him 100 times.
But
Fallon would have you 100 times, but you don't have the time for that.
Fallon looks better on the resume.
Yeah, it does.
You say you've been on the Fallon show.
It does, but Pete's always kind enough to stop in when he's anywhere in the
area. No, we really appreciate you stopping up here.
But you guys...
You don't have to do this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
No, you kind of do.
I miss you guys, number one, and then number two, like, in LA, I haven't made a lot of good guy friends, you know? So, like, I've been talking to my girlfriend lately. I'm like, yeah, I need guy time.
Right.
And so she was like, why are you waking up early? I was like, I think I want to hang out with my guy friends. And I've known these guys for like 15 years, and it just feels good to go hang out with them.
Tyler and I have enjoyed this for years. We watch the careers of comedian friends of ours escalate, skyrocket, and we stay stagnant right here. So it's one of our biggest pleasures.
Is watching our little kids grow up and get national TV.
Right, the meteoric rise of our comedian friends and our stagnation.
Your last balance set was funny as hell as usual. Yeah, it was great, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's funny doing it the fifth time because you go in there
Is it riding a bike for you now? Or are you still really nervous?
I still felt nervous, but you go in there and like the first time everybody's like, "Hi, nice to meet you. It's exciting. It's your debut." And on the fifth time, it's like, "Oh, hey, Pete."
Yeah,
and just like, you know where your dressing room is. Okay. All right, cool.
That's actually cool too, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You deserve to be there. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Is there any interaction with the other guests?
Who was there that night? I only watched it online the next day.
It was Kristen Stewart, who's like from the Twilight movies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
SNL this past weekend.
Yeah.
And she had a new movie with T.J. Miller coming out, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and everybody has told me that she's cool, but I think that like I've heard that for her, she gets a lot of anxiety around doing things like that.
Yeah,
and I just didn't want to approach her knowing that like it was a nervous thing for her. I didn't want to add one thing. And then the other kid was Gaten Matarazzo, who's from Stranger Kids. He's like a kid.
He's a kid.
And so I just felt like going into his dressing room and being like, "Hey, man, can I get a picture?" Like, that's just like a little creepy.
Yeah.
To be like, "Hey, I'm a big fan of you, little boy. I can't wait to get a photograph with you." And so Kristen Stewart, I nodded at her in the hall and I was like, "Hey," and she's like, "Hey," you know, and the same with that kid. And
you should have done that, "I'm a big fan of you, little boy" bit at Creighton last night.
Yeah.
They liked that bit. Sorry, I want to get you in trouble with Creighton again.
Got any altar boys here?
Do we have any?
Sorry, I mentioned little boys
any
here.
Any former altar boys? Got any stories for us?
Anybody who's gay for wafers? Okay. All right.
Pete Lee tweets. He thought that was cool originally.
Yeah.
But
that's your Twitter from here on out.
He's kind of stuck with it.
Pete Lee tweets. And where can people find your gigs? Are you flying back to LA right now today?
No, I'm actually going to Chicago. I'm going to pop into Zany's tonight. I have the night off, and then so I'm deciding to do stand up. Mm-hmm. That's what we all do.
I know, it's crazy.
That's what you do.
It's wild.
I've been in cities doing clubs where Kevin Hart is in the same city that I'm in doing the stadium, and then he will come down to the comedy club and be like, "Hey, man, mind if I drop in and do a set?" And you're like, "Yeah, cool. Didn't you just do a stadium?"
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
So I'm popping into Zany's in Chicago.
That shows
tonight.
You how much they enjoy that intimate arena.
I agree with you, but I also liked it when we asked Lewis about that, and Lewis doesn't do that because, he's a little older than Hart is, but Lewis will do a theater in a town. He won't do that. Or even in New York, he doesn't do that because he doesn't want to take 15 minutes away from somebody else.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take the time.
And I see that angle too, you know.
I agree with that.
I mean, but I understand wanting to have fun with your buds. And
I'll never take like more than 10 minutes if I drop in.
Yeah, but here's the point, though. I mean, although you do pretty well for yourself, you're still not leaving a 15,000-seat stadium to go do a 5 minutes somewhere. Would you do that, you think?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Especially if I was working on stuff.
Oh, working on it. That's it. Right.
Specifically right now I'm working on, I'm like starting to work on my next Tonight Show set.
Got it.
I have the first minute and a half and then I'm trying to figure out what I could pair it with.
Right.
Apparently I can't do the boob coffee thing because it's inappropriate most places. So I'm working on that. So immediately I'm like, well, I want to workshop it wherever I can.
What's the deal with you opening up for She and Him?
Oh, yeah, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, yeah, it's her band. I know I'm familiar a little bit, but I saw you tweet that out that you're going to be on with the, and I'm thinking, how do you know them? How do you know her, I should say?
So it's like one of those classic L.A. Girl meets boy through agent.
Right. Same agent?
Yeah. We have the same agent. And so she always has comedians open for her. And comics love her because she's anybody who's a singer or, you know, whatever that has a comedian open for them on the road, that's a cool person.
Yeah.
And
she's also a comedic actress, too. So,
yeah, she's very funny. And so she usually has a comedian open. She needed somebody for the East Coast dates.
Right.
And then they pitched her my Fallon sets to her. And she was like, oh, this is perfect.
Got it.
And so then we connected. But she's reached out to me on social media and like been so cool and put out.
How long do you have in front of a band like that?
Probably like 15 minutes.
Now, okay. The She and Him crowd is a pretty specific crowd that loves. I mean, it's really specific and an alternative kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so what, do they sit and listen to a comedian? Or you'll find out, right?
Yeah, I feel like I know what that crowd's going to be.
Right.
It's, you know, it's going to be, it's like the NPR crowd.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, like the dad that still plays his guitar every day, you know, like that kind of a
perfect analogy.
That kind of a thing. Yeah. You know, in like, I know that crowd.
Right.
Yeah, I know what to do when I go out.
When's the last band you opened up for?
Michael Bublé.
Oh.
Now, that crowd is
horny.
Yeah,
they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was MILFs, right?
It was all MILFs. It was like, take the horniest of the Ellen fans, and that's what it was. And they're waiting for you outside the stage door. And I was like, no, Michael's back inside. And they're like, we want you.
Oh.
And no, you like to smash.
Oh, really?
You don't know about Bublé so much.
Yeah.
Because he never announces his intention. He never says that he likes to smash. Pete Lee tells you.
Yeah, but Bublé is obviously his music is set for the horny MILFs, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He, that guy was really cool. The first night that I was on stage, I was out there killing in front of his crowd. And I can see him right beside the stage just laughing.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there was a ruckus. Apparently, I found out afterwards that his stage managers were like, Michael, you got to get up in your egg that you dropped down from. And, and like literally.
Yeah,
like,
that's when he comes in?
He literally ovulates onto the stage in an egg.
And, well, that drives the horny women crazy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
And, hey there. But yeah, so that's the last band experience that I've really opened for.
Ah, okay,
and,
that's cool.
So I think She and Him will be really cool. But so far, Zoe's really cool to me. And
but she won't walk up to you and say, "Stop the boob stuff."
No,
stop the boob stuff.
Yeah, no. But I also am probably going to mind my P's and Q's a lot harder.
You know,
during those gigs because I.
But you only
know.
Got 15 minutes, but, so you can do that.
Yeah, I can trim it down. I don't have to stretch. I don't have to add in stuff.
And those aren't the kind of crowds that will throw produce at you.
Yeah, and the other reason why I think that I'm cleaner in front of those crowds is because I could literally be dirtier in front of those crowds, and Zoe would be cool with me being dirtier. And so, like, it's my choice. I don't like being labeled as a clean comedian.
I know.
Don't like that because it always lets somebody down.
Yeah, and it does.
I like going on at the Comedy Cellar where I've just followed Tracy Morgan. That's like I'm gonna hump a penguin, and then I go up and I'm like, hi, I'm Pete, and I'm from Wisconsin, and this is the way I see the world, and that's what's fun to me is to surprise people with clever
content.
Well,
we've always said that. Yeah. I said. Some of the Fallon things. I mean, you mentioned you smashed this recently one, but the fact is that we know you personally, and we've also seen you do your full 45 minutes at clubs. And yeah, you're not that guy all the time.
Yeah,
you do a wide range of crap.
Yeah,
and you keep them guessing, right? Yeah. Heather Jones with us, by the way. Heather, how you doing?
Hi, Heather.
Good. How are you?
Thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Speaking of ovulating.
And smashing. Heather likes to smash.
Yeah, smash.
Well, obviously, she has like 15
smash
kids.
Smash Yeah.
Heather, and we'll quickly mention what you, I mean, you're here to say hi to us, obviously hang out with us, but you get a charity gig tomorrow night, right?
Yes, I do. The Whiskey Roadhouse.
That's in Council Bluffs.
Yep, in the Horseshoe Casino. It's for the Micah House Foundation, the Micah House organization. And it's $35 a ticket. But we have Chris Covey, Austin Anderson, Bill Blank.
Billy's coming to town, too?
Okay. Yep. And Cameron Logsdon. It'll be a great lineup, and it's for an awesome cause.
All friends of the show.
And legal sports gambling.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right there. What time does it start tomorrow, to Whiskey?
6 o'clock is when the doors open, 7 o'clock show, and there's going to be some appetizers. Mm-hmm. You can get drinks. And
that's a good benefit.
All
those guys
drunk.
Everybody there is really funny, too. All friends of ours.
Yeah, those guys are amazing.
The Whiskey Roadhouse.
And you'll be at Zany's tonight.
I'll be at Zany's tonight, and then I'm doing a theater in my hometown. I sold out the town theater.
Oh yeah,
So I'm doing that Friday and Saturday.
Will Paul Ryan stop in because he's not working anymore? The dumbass.
Yeah, have I ever told you what I said to him during a performance?
Well, you told me without getting too detailed because I know it was off the air that. Somebody was dating his daughter. You told me that whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
But Paul Ryan only has a spine when he leaves D.C., obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But he was still in charge ruining the country when you met him, right?
Mm-hmm. He came to a show shortly after Trump was inaugurated.
Got it,
and
right.
And my whole thing with Paul Ryan was that when Trump was talking about grabbing him, mm-hmm. you know, Paul Ryan came out publicly and was like, I denounce him.
Right.
I can't get on board with this. And then as soon as Trump won.
Oh, they all did that. Yeah.
The party, I assume, made him go, like, get in line.
Right.
So he presents Trump with a Packers jersey.
Yeah.
And then I'm at a show that literally, it was at the Armory in Janesville where it's Paul Ryan's offices were there.
Right.
And so Paul was there, and then I addressed it, and I was like, Paul, you know, we're from the same hometown. People say that we resemble each other physically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I have a backbone.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you see his face when you said that?
Oh, yeah. And like, he was.
Did he laugh?
He laughed, and he was a good sport about it.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure he knows, you know.
He knows. Down, that's why he left.
Yeah. Deep down, he's a real guy. And. Yeah. You know, he knows that stuff, but he's also always the politician. He's had way worse things said to him on camera. And,
that's true.
So I don't know. I respect him because of that.
Voted the most punchable face in the U.S. when he was in office. He was when he was still in charge in D.C. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty thing. Because that's not just what you do for a living. It's also what you look like. You just want to punch the guy, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. I wanted to bring it up real quick. So you're doing your hometown. That's cool.
I'm doing my hometown. I'm doing the big theater there. And it's this they built in the old high school. So it's like the old high school they built.
Your old high school, too?
This was my middle school,
because
by then it was the middle school.
Right.
They built like a giant theater that Elvis played there, mm-hmm. Roy Orbison, Mel Torme.
Cool.
Like all these people used to come through when that was the county seat. And the La Bamba, like Richie Valens tour.
Yeah.
Like this theater was on that tour.
Got it. Oh.
And so... So now it's like an apartment building that has a big theater in the middle of it. And, but I went to school there, so it's a really cool thing to go to the auditorium.
That is pretty cool.
Where I had choir practice.
Yeah.
go find your old locker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Run through the halls of your old high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So live that John Mayer song.
Sorry. Sorry. It's too easy. So do you have old, were you, is this the first time you've ever done this? You've done it before then, right?
I did it last year.
Okay. How many old, guys that you were just kind of like acquaintances, but not really buddies with show up?
Oh, they all show up.
Yeah.
And they
some guys you didn't even like, and they like, they now they say they know you.
Yeah, and they're with their wife, and I'm too polite to be like, he was a jerk. Like, I want to be like...
Because everybody comes from somewhere where they're not famous.
Yeah.
Right, at the time.
Yeah,
And one guy is always a hitman.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Gross Point Blank, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who the hitman of my school is. Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you.
Right? If you don't know, Pete, it's you.
Yeah. Well, it's usually the guy hanging out with the radio chick.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how that works.
So you get that crowd too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the old high school friends come out, mm-hmm. and it really does feel like, you know, in South Park where they have the town meeting where you kind of recognize all the faces.
Right.
That's what it feels like for my hometown. Yeah. And one of the funniest things that I talk about during the show is that we have this ice cream place in my hometown, mm-hmm. Named Frosty Freeze,
mm-hmm.
and the owner of it is a convicted pedophile.
Like, to this day.
To this day.
And even when you were there.
When I was there, one of my friends, he literally like got touched by this guy and went and reported him, and everybody in the town was like...
another bit you could have done last night at Creighton, this whole pedophile bit.
Yeah, the whole pedophile...
That would have worked well.
Crush. But the whole bit that I do in my hometown is like, how good is this ice cream that this guy's a convicted pedophile who has served time, and people are like, he served his time. He did.
You do that bit on stage?
Yeah, I do.
He must howl, right?
Oh my God, they howl, and it never makes sense to me.
Does somebody stand and say, "Hey, he's a nice guy," except for the people he played with?
Nobody, but people do go like, "The ice cream is really good. Yeah. It's so good, and it's a tradition." And like my
soft
friend
serve.
Who was technically like molested by him still will be like,
really?
"Yeah, we gotta go there. Like, it's so good." It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, well, people still love Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't stop listening to his music.
Yeah, but no, but if he played with you, you might not listen to it.
I don't know.
Off the Wall is pretty good, man.
Yeah, Off the Wall is a great album.
Yeah, right. Hard to put that one away.
Yeah, the guy was definitely molested. Yeah, we got to go there. He's got one ice cream shop in whole freaking place. Come on. Wisconsin, there's milk everywhere.
No. Yeah, the people at Dairy Queen, there's literally a Dairy Queen a block down, and they're like, what?
And Frosty Freeze still kicks its ass.
Still kicks its ass.
Feely Heather Jones with us. Come on back.